She's a remote speaker.
Esteemed Chairperson, dear High Commissioner, honorable audience, the Republic of Moldova welcomes the efforts of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to strengthen the international protection regime and to assist governments in fulfilling these responsibilities. My country aligns with the statement by the European Union on Agenda Item 3. We note with regret that the number of forced displacements remains alarmingly high in 2020. The refugee situation at present remains a serious problem for the international community. We welcome the action of states to provide adequate protection and humanitarian assistance. But the growing number of refugees around the world shows that more solidarity is needed to prevent the mass movement of people. At the same time, humanity is facing another problem, which kneeling a world war in social time knows as COVID-19 pandemic, which knows no borders, language barriers, and doesn't distinguish in the level of well-being. It threatens everyone on this planet, without exception. This global coronavirus outbreak has undeniably demonstrated that the health of every person is linked to health of the most vulnerable members in a society, which often include refugees and others in need of international protection. And only if we all, as a global community, work together and show solidarity, we will be able to overcome the pandemic. Mr. Chairperson, with regret, the pandemic has not spared our country. Being registered thousands of cases of COVID-19 infections among the local population, including refugees, I take this opportunity to assure that all cases of COVID-19 infection among refugees, asylum seekers, and stateless persons have been treated without discrimination, giving them access to medical care under the same conditions as for citizens of the Republic of Moldova. Also, we use this opportunity to express our gratitude to UNHCR for the assistance provided in the context of COVID-19 pandemic to asylum seekers and refugees on the territory of the Republic of Moldova. The support provided by UNHCR in the management of asylum system during the state of emergency was indisputable. We reiterate our country's support for Global Compact on Refugees and reconfirm commitments under the first Global Refugee Forum, namely, ensuring the access of asylum seekers to the healthcare system at the level provided by national legislation for citizens who have access to compulsory healthcare insurance system. Ensuring the basic needs for people accommodated at the temporary accommodation center. Extending the period of validity of identity documents issued to asylum seekers, thus giving them lasting access to medical, social, and economic services. At the moment, measures are being taken to notify the legal framework in order to implement the commitments mentioned above. Mr. Chairperson, the Republic of Moldova recognized the contributions that refugees can make to sustainable social-economic development, thus paying special attention to strengthening the national integration system. Our country continues to create conditions for growth, employment, and education in order to reduce the degree of economic dependence of refugees on individuals or authorities. Recently, the amendment to the national legislation in the field of integration of foreigners were approved, which will enter into force starting with 1st January 2021. Thus, in order to facilitate the refugee integration process, the emphasis will be on cooperation between central, local authorities and the non-governmental sector. We are convinced that investing resources in integration policy today contributes to the long-term creation of a more prosperous and inclusive society. Successful integration of refugees is an issue of common interest to the authorities, civil society, and refugees communities in particular. Mr. Chairperson, honorable audience, Finally, let me assure you, High Commissioner, that the Republic of Moldova will continue to be a reliable partner on UNHCR and will continue to support your organization in finding common solution to the global refugee challenges we face today. Thank you very much.